And Schwank versus Park Place Mezzanine.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm Carl Lopez, and I'd like to reserve 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Okay. Yes, please. I represent Jean Pascal and Dallas Schwank, who are husband and wife, and Jean was severely injured when she tripped over a misleveled elevator in the Park Place building. She fell into the elevator. After catching her foot on the elevated floor of the elevator, was able to punch the button for the first floor, summon the guard for help. They then got an ambulance and transported her to the hospital. The case was dismissed on a motion for summary judgment, and we believe that there were issues of fact that should have prevented that. We had expert testimony established that, in fact, well, first of all, shortly after the accident, coincidentally, one of Jean Pascal's co-workers went down to the offending elevator and took pictures because they were going to have a roast for Jean Pascal's retirement party. And at that time, she noticed misleveling of the garage elevator of a half to three-quarters of an inch, which she testified to. The pictures are also part of the record. We had expert testimony established that, in fact, misleveling beyond a quarter of an inch is indicative that the inspection process and maintenance of the elevator was subpar. It's a common carrier standard. We also have testimony from the persons actually maintaining the elevator for Fuji Tech that he wasn't even made aware of this particular accident. Even though it was obviously a very dramatic case of misleveling that resulted in dramatic injuries.
Well, the Fuji Tech maintenance operator was there on January 13th, correct?
There is a note that the maintenance operator, I don't know that it said that he was there on the 13th. There is a reference in the record to some things that he was supposed to do when he was there in January, and an indication that was not incomplete.
And that was in January before the
21st,
yes, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And then the photos that were taken were 13 days after the 21st, is
correct?
That correct?
Yes, that is correct. The one of our criticisms of the fact that Barbara Lither was able to discover misleveling of this particular elevator when Fuji Tech, and which was, I should explain, Fuji Tech was obviously hired by Park Place to maintain the elevator.
So what evidence are you pointing to in the record of misleveling on January 21st?
That would be Jean's testimony, both by declaration and also in her when she was questioned during her deposition.
And what exactly are you pointing to in her testimony?
In her deposition, she said that that the floor of the building was concrete, and that the only thing capable of moving was the floor of the elevator, and that the floor of the elevator stopped her foot, which caused her to pitch forward. And that's why she, and then in her declaration, she directly said that she was tripped by a misleveled elevator, and said that very clearly in the declaration. Our experts says that there was no follow-up investigation of elevator misleveling after Jean Pascal's accident. So we are unable to determine what the cause of the fall, the actual cause of the fall was, although we do have an expert who says that it shouldn't mislevel more than a quarter of an inch with proper maintenance, and that given the fact that Barbara Lither was able to discover misleveling, that there is something wrong with the inspection process that is performed by Fujitec, since they were unable to discover the misleveling and never discovered any misleveling, apparently. I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Very well. You have your rebuttal time.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. Suzanne Pierce for the respondents. The appellants, through their expert, are arguing res ipsa loquitur, that Pascal was injured, therefore there must have been an elevator defect of misleveling, and therefore Park Place must have been negligent regarding it under the common carrier standard. And they seek to impose, really, some strict liability. There was an injury, must have been responsible. Obviously, the context is very different, as I explained in my briefing. First, there's the common carrier standard. It isn't strict liability. My building owner was required only to take reasonably foreseeable precautions compatible with the practical application of its business. And it did so, as I'll argue. Second, as the Adams Court pointed out, elevators, like all mechanical devices, do malfunction and even fail in the absence of negligence. So,
well, this isn't the same kind of facts. I mean, misleveling is different from mechanical. The cases where the door entraps someone and other kinds of dramatic mechanical failures.
Right, exactly. I mean, Adams was pointing out that, you know, look, there has to be a malfunction that is out of the ordinary, out of expectations.
Well, so misleveling obviously isn't, but there are parameters. And so the argument is that there was a breach of the duty of care because obviously on the 21st the elevator was misleveling by more than a quarter of an inch.
That's the argument, right. And we say that there is no evidence for that, nor any inference from the evidence.
And they point to the declaration of Ms. Pascal, the photos 13 days later, and the inadequacy of the record related to whatever happened on the 13th with the Fujitec maintenance.
Well, as for supposedly the inadequacy of Fujitec's records of maintenance 8 days before Ms. Pascal's accident, that is explained in the deposition testimony of Mr. Love on behalf of Fujitec. He explained, what does show is we came out for a regular maintenance, and he says, I was the one. And he said, I checked leveling. There was no problems with leveling. He further checks, said, I checked everything I needed to check. There were some boxes on my regular check form that were not highlighted because those were quarterly issues. I didn't have to do those that month. But every month I had to do leveling, and I did check leveling. That was 8 days before this accident.
And that's his deposition, you're saying?
That's his deposition testimony. And I cite that in my brief. But again, let's not confuse what Fujitec's responsibility may have been with Park Place as the building owner. Park Place had a higher duty, but what it did in its limited time owning this building was...
It's unclear exactly when.
It's not, respectfully, Judge Shindler.
Isn't it January? I mean, but
exactly.
Is there a specific date?
Exactly. In my answer to the complaint, I said, we admit Park Place owned this building from January 2010 onwards.
Yeah, I know, but there's no date. So sometime in January?
Correct. And for the purposes
That's
of this...
That's what I'm talking about.
For the purposes of the appeal, I will say it was prior to her accident.
Okay.
I'm not disputing that. But during this limited time that Park Place was the owner, it took absolutely reasonably foreseeable precautions against the possibility that one of the many elevators in this building could mislevel and injure someone. Specifically,
Specifically hiring Fujitec
and Wright Runstead as property manager of the building, who was tasked with and admitted in their deposition testimony, it was their job to schedule routine maintenance every month. Fujitec had to come out, check in with them, check back out with them. Wright Renstad said it was their job to track trouble calls to make sure that that Fujitech came out for those and to send those calls to Fujitech. Wright Renstad said it was its responsibility to take any tenant complaints about elevators as well as other things. Wright Renstad said it had the authority, and it did, take the any elevator out of service that was malfunctioning. So Park Place affirmatively contracted with Wright Renstad to do that, and there's no evidence that Wright Renstad didn't do that. Secondly, then, Park Place also contracted with Fujitech, who had known the building, who had done maintenance for years, to perform the monthly maintenance, preventative maintenance, including checking for leveling. The contract said, you know, quarter inch. And also, Fujitech was contracted to do any service callbacks. Wright Renstad would pass through that call to Fujitech. And it's undisputed that, you know, in the 4 months before Pascal's accident, which is the question I ask on deposition of Fujitech's tech, you know, in the 4 months before, did you come out? It's undisputed that there were, that Fujitech came out twice in October of 2009, and it's undisputed from Chris Love's testimony at deposition that and he was the one who was there, that neither call showed any misleveling. And then further, subsequent to that October 2009, Fujitech came out for their monthly maintenance visits, each one of which Chris Love said, I checked for leveling. There was no problem with the leveling. This is all the way up through then Park Place's purchase
now,
of the building.
Is that specific to the garage elevator?
Correct. We were specifically talking about the garage elevator, although he also inspected the other eight elevators. So between Fujitech's last monthly inspection on January 13th, 2010, and Ms. Pascal's accident 8 days later, there were no tenant complaints of any elevator. There was no evidence of any problem in the elevators, let alone the parking elevator. And as I put in my brief, Ms. Pascal at her deposition said that on the day of, as well as the 26 years before that she had worked in the building, she didn't notice any misleveling of the elevator floor. She says later in her declaration, I tripped over misleveling. She sure didn't say that at her deposition. So we say that the undisputed evidence is that Park Place met its obligation under the common carrier standard by putting into place these contracts. There's no evidence that they weren't met, no notice to Park Place.
Does her declaration create an issue of fact?
I don't believe it does, Your Honor, because she doesn't say, I saw misleveling. It's sort of conclusory. I tripped.
You didn't move to strike that, so that's part of the record.
That's correct, Your Honor.
You're relying on the rule that there can't be any major variance between deposition testimony and a declaration in opposition to summary judgment.
Well, also, yes, Your Honor, and also that at summary judgment, I focused a lot on her expert declaration and the lacks thereof. In order to say there was an elevator defect, I believe it probably had to take more than a lay witness. Ms. Pascal?
Oh, no, so talk about the expert, because the expert is a big part of the
That's
argument.
That's right. And on page 16 in the footnote of my brief, I talk about exactly what he concluded, Mr. Buckman. He concluded, quote, Jean Pascal tripped on the apparently misleveled, end quote, elevator. He never said there was a defect in the elevator. And he says, quote,
Well, why doesn't his testimony create an issue of fact?
Well, he doesn't say that Park Place did anything wrong. He creates this new standard, and he said, you know, because of the fact that that Ms. Pascal fell, and because of the fact that Lither and these other declarants talking about elevators prior to this had seen misleveling or think that there was misleveling in some elevator, he says, you know, Park Place and Fujitech should have aggressively investigated any complaints. Well, wait a minute. There's no evidence, first of all, that that's the standard, Or, and second, that Park Place didn't aggressively investigate. They had Wright Runstad on the ground tasked with take every tenant complaint about an elevator, call it out to Fujitech, make sure Fujitech signs in and signs out. That was done. There's no evidence to the contrary. So in terms of what Park Place did to be negligent, Buckman just says, well, they should have done more somehow. But he never says there's a defect. The trial judge pointed out at hearing, wait a minute, I have real problems with this expert not saying, well, how are mislevelings caused? He doesn't talk about that. We know they can be caused in the absence of negligence. But he doesn't say there was a misleveling caused by one of these three things and two of these things or three of these things.
Counsel, your time has expired. Okay. Thank you. During oral argument, a cell phone went off. I assume it will not go off again. Counsel, you have your rebuttal time.
Thank you, Your Honor. One of the points that I tried to make in the rebuttal brief that I wrote was that, in fact, Jean Pascal's declaration does not conflict in any meaningful way with her deposition testimony. And her declaration is found at 255, where she talks about misleveling. The deposition testimony is found at Clerk's Papers 263 through 265. And I did quote those in some detail. She does not have a conflicting deposition statement in conflict with her declaration. As far as the
in her deposition, she didn't say anything about misleveling.
Well, what she said is that you can definitely infer that she did, because what she said was that the garage floor was concrete and couldn't have moved. So therefore, her presumption was that the elevator floor is what was elevated and which is what caught her foot. She said that her foot caught on something which had to be the elevator floor, since, in fact, that was the only thing that would move that could have caught her foot. So she doesn't, the point is that she doesn't.
Well, there could have been some misleveling, but then there's no evidence of how much, except for the photographs taken 13 days later.
Correct. However, the expert does say, and presumably the statute is designed for the same purpose, that it's unlikely that a misleveling of less than a half inch would actually trip someone. That's kind of why they have that accuracy stand requirement.
And this is your expert,
yes,
Buckman?
Yes, this is Mr. Buckman. And of course, part of the reason why Mr. Buckman cannot describe the precise cause of misleveling in this case is because, of course, there was no investigation of the elevator. And, in fact, Chris Love, who is the person responsible for inspecting and detecting mislevelings, said also that there had been no misleveling ever from September all the way through January, when, in fact, one of the work orders specifically says a complaint about misleveling of the garage elevator. Cited in my brief, it's on Clerk's Papers 224. The fact of the matter is that they never detected misleveling, even though everybody reports there was all sorts of misleveling. Mr. Graber, who is one of the security guards, testified that there were so many complaints about those elevators and misleveling that he actually requested a change of shift so he could work on the weekend so he wouldn't have to listen to all the complaints.
And what time period was that?
I am not recalling precisely what he said as far as a time period. However, we do have misleveling for sure in October, before the fall. I think the inference that can be drawn from the evidence is that, in fact, Jean Pascal was probably tripped by a misleveled garage elevator. This is, the inference is supported by the fact that she described something that sounds like that happened. It's also supported by the fact that Barbara Lither went there within 13 days and saw misleveling of the garage elevator, which Chris Love, after inspecting later, says he never saw, even though she had saw it and took pictures of it. part of our expert's complaint is that he says there's obviously a problem with their maintenance and inspection process because they were unable to discover mislevelling, which Barbara Lither was able to discover as a layperson just going there to take pictures for a roast within 13 days of the accident. There is also a problem in that they have failed to investigate what the causes of her fall, thereby depriving Mr. Buckman of the information that might be helpful as far as establishing precisely why this particular garage elevator mislevelled. He said that it is that a elevator should not mislevel by more than a quarter of an inch if proper maintenance and inspection are taking place. Coincidentally, that is the same requirement as in the contract that Park Place had with Fujitech, which was that the mislevelling, the leveling accuracy had to be within a quarter inch. So we have issues of fact here, I think, sufficient to defeat summary judgment. This should have gone on to trial. And additionally, we also have the whole issue about the guard notebook where complaints about mislevelling are reported, which has never been produced. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel.